I'm recently single and not looking to date anytime soon, but I can't help but wonder if anyone is going to want to date a single mom to four small children.
Ooh, that's going to be hard.
Four is a lot.
I was about to say four is a lot. And you also, who knows how many kids they might come with.
Right.
So it's like, can you actually emotionally take on his kids? Like, you will want him to take on your kids? Like, is he going to expect you to have another kid? Like, it's a lot of variables that come with that.
We're going to switch gears into our Two Cent Tuesday segment where we read letters where people are asking for advice and give our two cents.
Okay.
So because you are a mother, I decided to pull letters that were specifically targeting single mothers from both the men and the women's perspective.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, yeah. So this first one says, do single moms have a hard time dating? I'm recently single and not looking to date anytime soon, but I can't help but wonder if anyone is going to want to date a single mom to four small children. Their father is very much involved, so in no way am I looking for someone to come and take care of us. I'm just curious.
Ooh, that's going to be hard.
Four is a lot.
I was about to say four is a lot. And then because the dad is so involved, like I said, you're going to have to find a secure man that can realize, because people always swear it's a stigma that baby moms and baby dads don't leave each other alone. Like, so you're already fighting against that stigma while you're out here trying to date, because no matter what you say, in the back of their head, every time you say, oh, my baby dad's coming to get the kids, or we're going to be at a sports game together, or this and that, it just rings off like, are you still messing with your baby dad? Like, so she's going to have a hard time trying to navigate and finding a strong man that don't care about that. He's just here to do his job as a dad, and that's it, and that's all. And you also, who knows how many kids they might come with.
Right.
So it's like, can you actually emotionally take on his kids? Like, you will want him to take on your kids? Like, that's another big ask. You have four.
Yeah.
So essentially, you're lucky if you find a man that don't have no kids that's just willing to take on yours. And then is he going to expect you to have another kid? Like, it's a lot of variables that come with that. But I believe there's somebody out there for everybody.
Yeah.
I believe. But it won't be easy. It will happen. But it won't be
so
easy.
So my brother and my dad both were in this situation. My dad's first wife, which is my brother's mom, she had, I think, four kids before my dad and her got married.
Okay.
And then she and my dad had my brother. That relationship didn't last, but, you know, I guess, I think for my dad, he was willing to take that on because her kids were older.
Yeah.
So it was like, I think it's different depending on the age of the children. Now, my brother, his current wife, my sister-in-law, she had four kids when they got together, but my brother had three. Okay. So I think that it was just like a very clear understanding of kind of like what that looked like. And I think it's easier. I mean, I don't know because I don't have kids, but I'm assuming that it's easier to navigate that type of like lifestyle when you partner up with somebody who has their own kids.
Yes. I will like, say that the men I was dating, because when I first started dating, I said I didn't want a man with kids so that he could just...
Woo-wee, girl! And you had one. You was out here in these streets talking crazy.
I was talking crazy, Venice. I thought I wanted a man with no kids.
That's funny.
Then I pivoted and was like a man with kids, but then that was a mess. And then, yes, it just, so it's like my fiance now, I'm not going to say things were easy. We do have some baby mom drama, but because he has two kids, it's like 50-50. Like, I could take one good situation, but if both was bad, I'd have been out.
Yeah,
like, I can't do this.
Can't do it.
But at first, I thought I wanted a man with no kids because I thought, like, you have a big heart and you can love me and my son. And that ain't work out.
Yeah.
I found that it was easier that he got kids, so now you can accept mine and I can accept yours. And we even.
And I think it also alleviates the pressure of more kids.
Yes.
So, like, for my brother, he and his now wife, they ended up having three kids together. But that was some... Wait, is it two or three, child? My man. I had not...
Too many kids.
I can't keep up. Like, I'm trying to... No. I'm sorry. They had two together, but that was a choice that they made, and it wasn't something that they did right away. Like,
okay,
they needed to navigate their system within their household first, and then as the older ones got older, it was kind of like, okay, we can do another one, and then they wanted a boy, so they went for another one, and then now it's a wrap, you know?
Yeah.
But, like, I know earlier, off the recording, you had mentioned that you didn't want any more kids, and I feel like that's a perfect scenario that you decided to stop wanting people who didn't have kids, because a lot of people who don't have kids, especially men, they might be like, oh, I'm never going to want kids, and then when they're like 40, 45, they're like, I could take a baby.
Yeah.
You know, so I feel like it kind of alleviates that issue, because it's like, you have your child, he has his kids, y'all are a family. And then if you decide when they get out the house or when they're older that you change your mind, cool, but it's no pressure.
Yeah. See, in the beginning, when I first became single, I just thought it was me and my son. We were going to ride off into the sunset together, me and him, to the end of the world, because my baby dad used to try to convince me that nobody was going to love me with my son. So it was just like a mind, you know, playing tricks on myself, like, no man really gonna love me for real with this kid. So it's just gonna be my son, it's gonna be fine. Then when I started dating, I'm like, nobody be caring that I got a kid. Like, don't nobody care. They be like, does he need snacks? Like, you need to take food to go for him. Like, I'm just like, okay, like, this is not what I expected to be. And then when I met somebody that I cared about, he had kids, so I'm like, well, if this works, maybe we could have a kid together. So then I started thinking, like, maybe we should have another. But like you said, when you get in and get settled with the dynamic, then I realized we don't need no more kids.
Yeah,
like,
y'all got three.
We got enough. We got three together, even though we don't have one biologically together.
Yeah.
We don't need to add that to the mix. We don't need to start over. Our kids are, girl, I'm telling you, every other weekend, my household, it's a lot at any given time.
Oh, Christ.
Like, so just, we're good.
And how old are his kids?
So 11 and the other one just turned 14. Okay. So his youngest and my son are literally a few months apart. They go to the same school.
Okay.
So you get all the drama, like, with them being in the same school, same place. Oh, that's my stepsister. Oh, that's my stepbrother. Like, that's the kind of drama that we have to navigate through. Them beefing with each other because something that happened in school.
Right.
They bring it to the house. They don't want to work together. They don't want to talk to each other.
Oh, Lord.
Like, it's a hot mess. And from what you learn about my son, he's halfway rude. Like, she could be at the table, like, can you pass me the ketchup? And he'll act like
he didn't hear her.
He didn't hear
her. He's petty.
He's super. So we don't need to add no baby to the mix, because if I need help, y'all can come help me with this kid.
Right.
My son don't have that personality. He would be like, mom, that's your kid.
Responsibility.
Yeah, like, so I already know that about my son, and I ain't about to play with it.
Right.
Because now that I don't have my parents, because that was the big support system when I had my first one, I don't know if I could do it all by myself with my son acting like he's too good to help me with my baby. I'm good.
Right. No, that's fair. That's fair. So yeah, to old girl, like you said, I think the lesson is there's somebody for everybody.
Yep.
But it's not going to be easy.
Not going to be easy.
It's not going to be easy. So the next one is about what's good advice to a guy dating a single mom with a young child. So it says, I'm a 30-year-old male. I don't have any children. So I'm just looking for good advice on what to be mindful of when dating a single mother with a small child.
That you're not going to come first.
Okay.
I think that's like the biggest thing that people need to realize. It's when you, a good mother is not going to put nobody, no man in front of their kid. So it's just like, you might want to take her out on a date, but does she have a sitter? Like, you can't be mad if her sitter fall through. She has a young kid. It's not like she has a teenager where they can watch themselves. She actually has to plan out. She has to put forth more effort than he does to go on a date.
That's true.
And you just have to be respectful of that.
Right.
So I think that's the biggest thing. As long as you can realize you ain't going to come first, then you can make it work to date somebody with a young kid. But offer to pay for her sitter.
Yeah, I mean, that could be a date in itself. Like, send the sitter out and then y'all just chill in the crib.
Yeah, chill in the crib, whatever.
I feel like any single mother would greatly appreciate that, you know?
Seriously, that way she gets time away from her kid and you get time with her.
Yeah, yeah.
See?
Got to think these things through. But yeah, you will never be number one priority.
Yeah.
And try to find ways. I think it's important, like, to try to find ways to make the mother or the father, if somebody's dating somebody with kids, life easier.
Yeah.
Like, so, you know, like you said, whether it's babysitting or doing something small, like making the kid lunch one day, that, you know, just thinking
about things. Just get in and help out.
Because at the end of the day, the parent has to do it anyway.
Yeah.
And if you're pursuing them, I think that's going to be a lot more appreciative than you taking them on an extravagant date.
So when I was dating my now fiance, when I switched up job careers and I was working probation, some nights I would work late and he would pick my son up, take him to his basketball games.
That's so nice.
And then by the time I get back, dinner will be made and we would eat together as a family, like that kind of stuff. So that's the type of stuff that like earned my heart for real. Like, because like you weren't just looking out for me, you were looking out for my son by way of making sure he got to the game. Because if it wasn't for you, he wouldn't have been able to go.
Right.
So I had to be at work. So it's like, how am I going to get in where you fit in, essentially, like, and genuinely mean it? Because like some of kids be dope. You have ones who got bad kids and you're like, look, I can't do this. But if the kids ain't bad, get in where you fit in. And that's how you build a relationship with that kid. And I'm telling you, mothers notice that kind of stuff more than the gift you bought me. He could have bought me some designer shoes. I ain't caring about that. But you using your gas to take my son to his game and got him home safely, that to me mattered more.
Yeah.
You can't put no dollar amount on that.
No. No, because now that's something you don't have to stress about. And you can go out and do what you need to do and, like, you know that your son is safe and still, you know, supported, because, of course, you would want to be there type of thing. So that's beautiful. Like, and it's crazy, like, going full circle how earlier when you were talking about your story and how it was, and you were trying to force this like family dynamic.
Yeah.
And now you have a partner who naturally just embraces it without you even having to ask.
Yep.
Like, that's beautiful.
Literally, now that he got football twice a week, he takes him one day, I take him another day.
That's amazing.
So that way I'm not in the kitchen both days because you signing up to take him to football and that type of stuff. It's like 50-50 on everything.
Right. We'll
take care of these kids and it is what it is.
That's dope. All right, we got two more. So the next one is, it starts off in the subject line, is it wrong to tell a single mom you don't want to date her because she has kids? So the letter is, I went to a concert with a single mom, going to another show with her on Saturday. She's cool and we click in some ways, but I am pretty blatant in my child-free status and I have no interest in being a parent, yet alone a step-parent. How do I break it to her that that is a deal breaker? She has a three-year-old she has shared custody of, but wants full custody. Like, I'll start.
I was gonna say I'll start because.
So, after my last relationship, I've decided moving forward, I don't want anybody with kids.
Okay.
My last two relationships both ended with the person leaving me to try to make their family dynamic work.
Okay.
And though I had to respect it, you know, because at the end of the day, you want to make your family work. It still left me very hurt. And and of course it didn't work and they all wanted to come back, but no. But anyway, so in this sense, now that I'm, you know, trying to put myself back out there to start dating again and I'm older now, so a lot of the men I'm meeting tend to have children, I think that it's best to be upfront earlier rather than later.
Yes.
Because like you mentioned earlier, you were dating somebody for 6 months before he finally admitted to you he didn't want to date somebody with kids. Whereas if he had told you that from the beginning, there would have never been an emotional attachment.
Yep. You know? I would have been able to mess around with you. Like, the thing about me, I've always been good with putting people in their categories.
Yeah.
Like, and you would have been somebody I would have just messed around with if I felt like it, but I wouldn't have taken you seriously. Here I am. In my head, envisioning how I'm about to make all this work. Because he had just got a job in D.C. And I'm, like, joking my girlfriends, like, girls, like, if this is a thing, me and myself, we're going to be out. We're going to be in D.C.
Like, let me know what's up.
And he was like, my life is moving forward, but it's not
with you.
You know, moving forward with you. And it's like, hello? Like, I don't think I hurt. Like, I don't think, you know, I hurt. Because it's like, you knew I had a son.
Yeah.
Like, so how was this an issue now and you've never met him? I could see if you met him and realized it's not the vibe I was getting. But yeah, the honesty came and it was like you said, if you would have said that up front, then I couldn't be mad at you or myself that I allowed you into my circle, into my heart, all that. I would just kind of kept you at a distance. But be honest, because like you said, people do get their feelings involved. If he would have said, look, ideally I would want you know, my family to work, but right now that doesn't work, then that way you know, okay, I might be here one day and gone tomorrow. Right. So let me just entertain you. We can go on dates, have mm-hmm. fun, but I ain't about to take this serious because right. like you said, you're letting me know it's not working right now, but that's ideally what you will want. Just mm-hmm. be honest.
Right.
I think people struggle to be honest.
1,000%. And I think part of it is that people are afraid to hurt somebody and they don't realize that the longer it takes for you to tell the truth, the harder it hurts.
Yep.
And so it's like, because it's inevitable for you to hurt somebody even when your intentions aren't, it's better to do it up front because they can move on.
Yeah.
Versus for you to carry them along and tell them later.
Yep.
Or wait until the perfect time or ghost them or, you know, whatever it is. So to this specific person, I feel like the fact that you don't want to be a parent at all, I feel like is the best way to communicate
yeah.
that scenario of being like, hey, you know, I really enjoy it. Well, first of all, why are you going on dates with somebody who's the same? Well, maybe they didn't know. Maybe I feel like in social media now, it's hard not to know that type
yeah.
of thing. Because to be honest, like for me, I won't even agree to go on a date with somebody who has kids
yeah.
now. But it's like, if I find out on the date, that's different. So,
yeah.
you know, I'm gonna give him the benefit of the doubt and say, maybe he found out at the concert, right? So in that sense, I feel like it's okay to kind of just reach out and say, hey, you know, I really enjoyed our time together, but to be completely honest, I don't have the capacity within me to be a parent or a step parent.
Mm-hmm.
And I would hate to carry along with that because I see, you know, compliment her, tell her she's an amazing mom. I'm sure she is or yeah. whatever. And just be like, I would hate to, you know, continue this knowing that I wouldn't be able to support your child the
exactly.
way that your child deserves.
And then wish her the best of luck with,
yeah.
you know,
and move forward. And if she chooses to, you know, okay, I still want to like do this or whatever. We don't have to be serious. That's up to y'all. If she
yeah.
chooses, she doesn't want to talk to you no more. Cool. She wants to just be friends. Cool. But at least you got it out.
Yeah.
And now you put the ball in her court of how she wants to move
yeah,
forward.
Yeah, but you can't. You got to be honest.
Yeah. And I think she would appreciate you being upfront about it. Like, you know, at first, depending on age, she might, you know, not have the best reaction. But regardless, further down the line, she's going to appreciate
yep.
it versus somebody like with you.
Like I said, like I looked back now, I can see
like you were willing to change your whole lifestyle.
I was willing.
For this person.
Like I'm like, yo, if this is going to be a thing, I don't mind following him around for mm-hmm. his job, you know, whatever. But so it's crazy. It's like a real slap in the face. You envision
yeah.
yourself like, how can I make this work? Whatever. But then I realized looking back, he was insecure from the beginning about the relationship that I had with my son's father. But you don't see those red flags mm-mm. until you're out of it. Mm-mm. Like, so it's just like, I dodged a bullet anyway, because it would have always been something. And I would have hated to chase you to follow you to a different city.
Right.
And then you'd be like, this ain't going to work for me every time. Like my son's father called to literally, because my son's father, we only FaceTime.
Oh.
He doesn't never voice call. He's not really good at texting. So if
wow.
he needs me, he FaceTimes. So that's not something everybody can just manage. Because there's been times I'm laying up in the bed with my man and my baby dad will FaceTime me. And it's like, yo, what you want?
Why can't he just...
That's just who he is.
Okay.
So he's more so, he has a strong personality. So my son has two strong personality parents.
Inevitably.
Yes. He's inevitably going to have... Because his dad is always like, you know, this is who I am.
Mm-hmm.
So I needed to ask you something. This is why I'm calling. He don't care what time, what I'm doing, where I'm at, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He's a FaceTimer.
Right.
So like, that's not something anybody can just deal with whatever.
Right.
But
and it's like, you're not going to necessarily like force that to end, because that's also taken away from time your son could be talking
mm-hmm.
to his dad, you know? So you have to find a partner, and luckily you did, who's understanding.
Yeah, because there's times where my son be on FaceTime with his dad and I hear his dad say something and I'll grab the phone and get in the camera and be smart.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, some people literally, like I said, if they're not emotionally stable
mm-hmm.
fully, they're going to see something wrong with that, even
yeah.
though it's nothing there. Like I said, I've been single since 2018. Me and my baby dad, there wasn't no dibbling and dabbling and this to that. 2018, so that was years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But some people still, there's no way
mm-hmm.
the child was together for that long and there's nothing there. Like, some men really do believe that.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I went on a first date with a man before and he asked more questions about my co-parenting dynamic than me. Like,
on
I'm at the table
date?
On the first date. So I'm like, okay, you're one of them people that knew me from social media, and you're like,
oh, he, okay.
So it's just like
still,
you said, you see that type of stuff on social media because even though we were single, you still always seen him in the picture. So it's like, But like I said, girl, he asked more questions about the co-parenting than getting to know me.
Shout out to you dating out here, because I can't do it. Everybody know everybody. Everybody know everybody business.
Yes.
I literally only date when I'm out of town.
No, I can see why, though. I can see why. Because
it is pure misery. It is pure. Like, and also, my mom was like everybody's favorite teacher. So
that everybody has a story.
Always comes up. Like, or they feel like, oh, she's going to just. My mom, she loves y'all, but she don't give a f- about none of y'all like that. I'm going to be honest with you. For real, she don't remember 90% of y'all names.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just being honest, you know? So it's just like, bro, I don't want nothing to do with this. But yeah, back to these letters. Last one. This one's different. It says, how can I become more approachable to single moms? So it's a 27-year-old guy. He says, I have been dating on and off for a few years, and by this age, I've come to accept that single moms are a prominent presence in the dating pool, and I've matched with quite a few of them lately. I'm not against dating mothers, but as a man approaching his 30s and not being a father, I can imagine a lot of them would question whether or not I'm capable of accepting the package deal, since any good mother prioritizes their kid over some guy she met online. So what I'm asking is, what can I do to be more approachable to single moms?
Oh, I like that.
That's dope that he actually is thinking that.
Yeah.
I've never, like, that's part of the reason why I pulled that letter, because I was like, I've never actually heard a man speak from that type of perspective.
Yeah, that's a good one. I was about to say, because you know how we're saying, oh, I have to date a man with kids because it's easier. He's looking at her from like, well, what do I bring to the table? I don't bring no kids, so how's she gonna take me serious? I like that.
Yeah. And I mean, he is true, because it's like around 27 and up is when most of the dating pool in general has kids.
Yeah.
So it's like, I could get that. So yeah.
I think approachable. So,
or what can he bring to the table?
What can he bring to, honestly? I mean, at 27, I don't know what kind of job he can have, you know, really that's like stable, but I think stability, not necessarily just with a good job or whatever, but like, if you living on your own, like just something that, like, not saying something that we can use or benefit, but kind of something we can use and benefit. Because like, if you at home living with your parents, you don't have a stable job or stable hours. Like if you have a job where some days you work like these hours, something like that, that's a little bit harder to work with, because like I said, mothers usually have a routine.
Yeah.
Like, things, you know, kids have bedtimes or need to be picked up by this time. And like, we need you to get in where you fit in. And if you got work on Tuesdays and Thursdays at this time and you can't, it's just too much. Like, we need you to be stable, like have a stable life, and we can work with that.
Yeah.
Come even like even if you live at home after the kid goes to bed or something like that, depending on how they are or how old they are, you don't necessarily have to get a sitter, whatever. Like if your kids sleep, then okay, you could go out for like an hour or so, have a drink at his house, and then go back home.
Yeah.
Like, simple. But yeah, if your life's not stable, most women with kids, they ain't gonna be able to work with that.
Okay.
Cause you all over the place.
Okay.
And like, how are we gonna, it's too much stress on us to figure out how we're gonna fit you into our lives. It ain't worth it at that point.
That's dope. I'm so glad I brought you on to answer these questions, cause like, you gave such a great perspective.
Yeah, because
you know?
Because
you've been through it, right? Because like, for me, I would have read that and I'd be like, I don't know, give her some peace. I'm sure she'd appreciate that. Like, that's literally the first thing that would have came to my mind. Like, peace, you know? Because that's what my sister-in-law be complaining about all the time. It's like, I need some peace. Like, but stability can bring that peace.
Yes.
You know? Like, and it's important too, because after, like, you know, 27 and up, what you look for in dating significantly changes. Right. So it's like, at that age, the type of women you're dating at that age pool, even if they're not mothers, they still need stability.
Mm-hmm.
But for, you know, single mothers, that's probably more of a priority in the dating versus like, you know, somebody who's just, he loves me. Yeah, and
that worked for me.
Because love's not enough.
Yeah, I'm telling you, that worked for all them years. And then when I became single, I'm like, all right, now I got to figure out what I want. What do I even like? What do I even need?
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't just love and attention. It just wasn't.
Right.
Like, you really got to bring something to the table.
Yeah.
Like, geez.
Well, that is going to wrap up our episode. Thank you so much for coming, Alexis. Thank you for having me on.
This was fun.
I know. I'm so excited. We never collabed on a podcast, I know. Which I'm like, how is that humanly possible?
I don't know.
So I'm definitely going to have to bring you back.
Yes, but, this was fun.
Yes, before you go again, I just want to give you your flowers for being such an amazing mother and a great example to all of the mothers to come. When I get pregnant, I'm sure I'll be blowing up your DMs like... What am I supposed to do?
Yeah. No, I got you. I got you.
That's the one thing I always say is like, I'm low key, like grateful that I have people around me who already are going through kids, marriage and stuff. Because when it comes my time, oh, trust and believe, I'm blowing all of y'all up. I'm like, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what to do. Like, help me. Help me. But no, beyond that, I think you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
You're an amazing woman. I'm so happy. I can't wait to see pictures of the wedding.
Thanks.
And let the people know where they can find you.
Okay, so on Instagram or everywhere, actually, right. I'm at Alexis Moshe, or you can follow the podcast at Forget Them Kids Podcast on
Hilarious
Instagram.
Podcast. Real, like, VH1 ratchet. Not Zeus. VH1 ratchet. They still got some class with it. You know? It's tasteful ratchet.
Like, yeah, it's tasteful.
But yeah, thank you again. And until next time.
Deuces.